Now that Wendy's has these new biggie deals, everyone in the family can get what they're craving, from Nugs to JBCs. The parental units can get an $8 biggie bundle, the eldest who think they're so grown can get a $6 biggie bag, and the little one who can do no wrong can get a $4 biggie bites. You know, assuming they have a credit card. No, I'm kidding. We take cash too. $4, $6, and $8 biggie deals for the whole family. Only at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
Welcome to Bush and Rishi's Daily Takeaway Podcast. We've been instructed to get through this bit as quickly as we can for a certain reason.
It's true.
It's true. Let's just be honest.
It's true. Not by us.
No.
Not by us.
Our esteemed producer, Adem, has got plans this evening.
He's got places to go, people to see.
Normally, we finish the show and then light up a pipe and sit around and ruminate on some thoughts. But Adem wants us to whip through it as quickly as possible because he's off to go and watch Grease.
But the thing is, he's not in charge, is he?
He's not.
So, let's chat.
We could just ramble.
We could do.
How's your lawn doing? Is your lawn all right?
Do you know what? It's really weird that you say that.
I'm
glad you asked. I mowed it today.
Yeah.
But I pulled the height of the blades up a little bit because when you mow, you should only take off the top third of a blade.
Oh, right.
Because that stimulates growth. And it's not been growing much recently because obviously it's been very hot and sunny. So took the blades up. I've also ordered online. I thought you'd like it.
Well, you know, normally I close this down, but if it's going to delay him, later, he's walking out.
Oh, he's out. Right. Okay.
Wow, he's literally just walked out there. Can I go as well? Because you were that. If it was only the fact that he was delaying him.
Yeah, go.
I'll leave you too.
Yeah, it's fine.
Right, yeah. All right. See you later on then.
See you in
a bit.
Cool. But I have ordered online some grass care. It's a little thing, a soluble packet that you can mix in with the. Do you know what? I'm going to go as well. Boring myself.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Now, is it fair to say that sometimes you can have something unusual right in front of your nose, but you don't notice it because life's so damn busy? And that's what's been going on in my life at the moment. I've noticed something very unusual at my local train station. Bearing in mind, I fly through there quite quickly. I'm not someone that... This may annoy you, but I never know what train I'm getting. I just go down there and just see what turns up.
You fly through life. That doesn't surprise me to hear that.
Thank you, but I'll take that as a compliment. Can I put that on my LinkedIn?
It was a compliment.
So Chalkwell Station in Essex is my local train station. And I think what it is, I hate the ticket machines so much that I don't notice anything else about them. So I don't know if your local train station is this, but our machines now, they're new ones, and you have to hit 15 buttons to get a flipping ticket out of it. It's like Daley Thompson's Decathlon from the 1980s. Just to get a ticket. So I'm always like annoyed with them. They're always breaking, all this kind of thing. And it was only when I had a bit more time down there the other day, I actually prepared and looked at a specific train to get on. I already had a coffee and was relaxed, and I was just keying in the information for my ticket, and I looked up and noticed a really weird metal plate at the top of the machine
right.
That was called the coin rub.
Okay.
Now, what's all that about? What's a coin rub? It sounds like something from the arcades of Victorian eras, do you know what I mean?
I thought I knew all things trains,
well,
and
this is
I have never seen... I've never seen a coin rub.
There's not been any word on the forums about this?
No.
I don't even know if it was there, but maybe they've just added coin rubs to everything. Like, you get bored or you're delayed, just rub off a coin for a bit. So you can stretch pennies, can't you, in piers? Or get a hole put for a penny.
Yeah, you can, yeah.
Victorian
entertainment. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Maybe coin rub is something similar to that.
So what would you... You literally don't know what this thing is.
No, it is. I've got absolutely no idea. I put it on Twitter earlier on, people not being very helpful. Chris says, it's a lucky coin rub, stops you getting on the Essex Loop by mistake. Thank you very much for that. Trudy says, sure, this is only in posh places. Posh place has a coin rub. Ben says, calibrated official interface necessitating removal of unacceptable blemishes, or coin rub for short.
Oh, it's just an acronym.
Is that what that is, Ben, or are you mucking around with us? 8-12-15 for intel on that. Keith says, Bush, who in this day and age is using a machine to buy a ticket? Get your mobile phone getting on, man. Get on with it. I kind of messed up his message, though. He didn't say it like that.
Tom makes an interesting point. You can buy them online. He's visited a popular online shop.
And a coin rub?
You can buy a coin rub. Some retailers call them a coin scratch.
So, I mean, I remember when I was a kid, one of my friend's parents had a fruit machine on their landing.
Yeah.
And we used to love going around his
house.
That's
amazing.
Just imagine to have a go on that.
Yeah.
So what, I could get a coin rub put in our house and...
For your own fruit machine.
What an amazing... icebreaker that would be if you've got people over for a dinner party. Even if I haven't got a fruit machine. Just try it. If you've got a pound coin, just try it on there. I don't know what it does, but have a go. Makes a brilliant noise. We've got Eva on the line who has the answer. Is that correct?
I certainly do. It's for scratching your coins on, and if it scratches the actual plate, it's actually a genuine coin and not a counterfeit.
What? So there's like loads of counterfeit coins out there, Eva, is that right?
There certainly is, yeah, especially pound coins.
Like pretend pound coins?
Yeah, there's some out there. They actually feel different as well.
So just to get this straight then, Eva, so Bush goes along with his coin, scratches the plate, if his coin leaves a mark on the plate, then that means...
It's a genuine coin.
So, Eva, the only issue I've got with this, right, is that if I've got a counterfeit coin, I want it to work because I've been stitched up, so I want someone else to get stitched up down the line. So,
well, what you do is you spend it in a shop.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks for the crime,
okay,
intel.
Right. Oh, well. Okay.
You spend it in a shop with loads of other coins. They just count them out, and in they go the till.
All right, thanks, Nick Ross. That's enough of that. Crime Watch UK. Cheers, bye.
Lovely, bye.
Mal has messaged the show to say, hi, lads. Coin rub on a similar random but Bitcoin-related thing. Years ago, he says Butcoin, but he's accidentally put Bitcoin. He says, going to the toilet used to be called spending a penny. This was due to having to use a penny coin in public toilets to get into the cubicle. He adds, and we weren't expecting this, I was the last official person to spend a penny in the Swansea area as I decommissioned them all as part of my job, and I had to spend a penny to get in and replace the lock.
What an incredible claim to fame.
We have Becky on the line who thinks she has some intel. Becky, speak to us.
Well, I've seen it on something else. It wasn't at a train station, but I think it is for cleaning up your coins when they're all manky. Because how many times have you put a coin in the machine and it's rejected it, and you put another coin in, same coin, different one, and it's accepted it. So I think it's for cleaning all your manky fingerprints.
So you could take, if you've got a bag of change, you could take it down there and just get your coins cleaned up. Do you know what I mean? Couldn't you?
You could, if you're a coin collector.
Well, I mean, I've got three kids, so I don't do a lot of stuff in the evenings now. It'd just be a nice little go out in the car for
a bit. You've got a coin jar. Have you got a coin jar?
Got a coin jar in the house.
There you go. Why don't you go down and go and rub your coins?
Well, you can either... You've got two choices. You've got a load of coins, right? You've imagine, for example, you've got a... And you don't see these enough these days. A big old Bell's Famous Grouse whiskey bottle full of coins, which used to be a thing in the 80s. Yeah. People don't do it anymore now. You can either take it to your local supermarket and work out how many coins there are.
Yeah.
Or go and get them clean, like Becky's saying here.
Yeah, why not? it's an outing to the kids. It's free. Why not?
That's a very good point, yeah.
Cheap entertainment.
Exactly.
The Daily Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
So there's been much unease in the studio and much chatter over the last 24 hours, and I feel a little bit responsible for this about my announcement about how I'm soon to go solo.
Right, yes, this solo album you've been talking about.
It's not a solo album, all right?
Okay.
And I think I need to put everything at rest right now. It's not something that you should concern yourself too much with.
Okay, fine. There's you telling me to calm down. We've been talking about this since yesterday's show. It's been on all the little promos.
I should have been a little bit clearer. This weekend, I am going solo. I am making my debut as host of the Absolute Radio Country Tailgate Party.
Whoa there.
Yes.
Hey, that's all right, isn't it?
Saturday afternoon from 4, I will be hosting the Absolute Radio Country Tailgate Party. Happens on a Friday night from 7, Saturday from 4. All your big sing-along country songs. Tailgate Party. You know about these from your time in the States.
I went to one. I went to the... my brother was at Louisiana State University, and for their first American football home game of the season... Everyone turns up in their cars, like their utes, utility vehicles, and they've all got beer on the back of in the boot.
It's a great concept.
Sit there and have a beer.
Drop the tailgate, crack open the beers, grill a barbecue, that kind of thing.
I can see you sat on a hay bale, absolutely making this work.
Thank you very much. But here's the thing, right? Here we are in the UK. If I was to pop open the boot of the car ahead of a party, there's Rocco's scooter in there, there's a bike... There's his bike helmet. There's some knee pads just in case he comes off. And there's my high-vis vest just in case I need to change the tyre on the hard shoulder.
It's so not tailgate party,
isn't
it?
It's not tailgate vibes,
like,
is it?
Like, for me, this is so not tailgate party. I've got a really heavy jumpstart battery that I bought during lockdown because our van went flat.
Practical.
Really annoying. It just hurts my back, so I've got to get out of the damn car every time we go on holiday. And a kite. Bought a kite for the kids.
That's not tailgate.
Flew it once, it wrapped around me, mummified me, and I stuffed the damn thing in the boot. We've never used it since. That's so not tailgate party.
So I promise you, when I host this Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock, Absolute Radio Country, the tailgate party, it'll be a proper one, all right? It won't be these British vibes that we've just been describing.
It'll be a proper party.
What's in your boot? Helen says a bottle of Prosecco, a kid's jacket, and a bag of rabbit ears.
Wow, just trying to work out what's going on there.
Complete with hair, crazy hair. I mean, what is going on there?
I think it's a pagan ritual.
Donna in Leeds, back of the car. 12 bottles of water. 12 bottles of water.
It's a prepper. She's a prepper.
Tyre pump, picnic blanket and thousands of carrier bags.
Love that. Paul in Sunny Cleethorpe says, I've got a proper dad boot. White sheets, blue tarpaulin. No, it's really there. And two rubber mats from a car I owned 12 years ago. Never throw anything away. Proper dad boot.
Val's hanging on. Val, what is in your boot then, please?
An empty Avon box.
An empty Avon box?
Yeah.
Val, are you an Avon lady?
I am.
Wow. I didn't know that was still a thing, which is amazing. You're obviously a good Avon lady, because you've got an empty box there.
I just do it on the side.
Just paid you a massive compliment there, Val, that you didn't take it on board.
I did hear it, thank you.
She's just too modest.
Val, tell us something right now. I remember as a kid, my mum used to buy stuff from Avon for me eczema.
Yeah.
What would that have been?
I don't know, because I haven't done it for that long. I've done it a few years, but I can't remember.
But, you know, let's just say Richie's got a flare-up, dry skin, he's got hives or something like that. What would you recommend?
Probably the Avon Dry Oil Spray, because it is brilliant for everything.
Dry Oil Spray. I'm making a note of that, Val.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
If you had stuff in your boot, you've got a sale.
Yeah, it keeps rid of mosquitoes. I was in Lord, I sprayed it at the door, it stopped the ants coming in.
Do you know what? I never thought we'd end up talking about this, but at the weekend, I've got so many mosquito bites.
They're everywhere.
And I wonder whether that is actually because of the dry flare-ups at the moment.
It might be.
Yeah. You need the Avon dry oil spray.
Dry oil spray. Thank you very much. All right, cool. Thank you, Val.
Another customer right there.
It'll cost you for posting it to you.
Brilliant. Upselling.
Take care, Val. Bye-bye.
Cheers, Val.
Angela popped us a text. During the ads, didn't you, Angela?
I don't have the ads. I've got the premium.
Oh, well, there you go.
How is that? It's good, isn't it, not getting the adverts? Just for people who are thinking of dipping their toe in the water.
Yeah, and I can also skip that Chinese chicken song that they play all the time.
Brilliant. I hope you don't skip any bits of Richie and I.
No. Just songs I don't like, 190.
Oh, right.
All right, that's a bit of a slight on me, the 90s. What songs are you skipping from the 90s?
Well, the Chinese chicken one, I hate that one.
Hubba-dub-dub-dub, the Chinese chicken.
One, though,
it's been one week and again.
Yeah. Right, fair enough, I'd skip that one as well. That's fair play.
Exactly. And then The Match That Burns Every Tree, I can't stand that one.
Stereophonics, Thousand Trees.
I can't stand that one.
Okay.
Well, look, Angela. You're not on the phone to basically roast the Absolute Radio 90s playlist. We want to find out what's in your boot.
I've got a can of oxygen and lots of drugs.
Wow, there's a party going on right there.
And a bag of charcoal, but that's separate.
Okay, that's changed the tone slightly.
Can we don't really worry so much about the charcoal. What's the oxygen and the drugs for?
So I'm a dental sedationist. So I travel around. Eight people at dental practices.
Is that an actual thing, a sedationist?
Yeah.
Actually, that's a good point. You should know by now.
You really have got on the wrong foot with the old stereophonics.
I know, it really has. It's got off to a terrible start.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine. It's absolutely fine. It's absolutely fine. Maybe you have a bit of that oxygen and just cheer yourself up a bit, eh?
Yeah.
Is the charcoal to do with the dental practice?
No, that's for dinner tonight.
Oh, yum.
Wow. And then the line's gone. Oh, no, she's back.
I'm here.
What do you mean for dinner tonight?
I'm going to do a barbecue tonight.
Oh.
We're not the sharpest tools. Bye-bye, Angela.
Take care, Angela.
Bye.
Do you remember earlier on I was saying I can see you doing that sat on a hay bale?
Yes.
You know, with maybe some cowboy boots on. Yeah. Neil has tweeted to say, Bush, it's not hay bales, it's straw bales. Hay's grass, straw is cereal crops.
Good intel.
But kind of ruined it for me overall.
Tom, what's in your boots?
72 frisbees.
72 frisbees, Tom. Are we hearing that right?
Yeah, you are. You are.
What do you do? Do you run some ultimate frisbee championship?
No. I play disc golf.
You play what?
Disc golf. It's just like golf, but with frisbees instead.
Disc golf's that thing you have when you have a fancy coffee, isn't it?
I love the sound of that, Tom.
Yeah, it's what I do. I've been playing for a couple of years now. I played in the European Championships.
European Championships of disc golf?
Yeah.
So is this your profession?
No, it's a hobby.
Okay, and like, can you have a, you know, like they have a handicap or whatever in golf? You get that with disc golf?
Basically, if you do it with sticks and balls, you can do it with frisbees.
Who is the Jordan Spieth of the disc golf world then?
Rick.
So yeah, good they named him twice.
Sounds like a wrestler.
He's an absolute legend. He can throw a frisbee the length of two football pitches.
Really?
And drop it on a sixpence.
Wow. I'd love to give that. I reckon I'm pretty good with a frisbee. I reckon I can throw that a fair old distance.
Yeah.
They're not the same. They're only about a foot across, heavier, and they all do different things in the air. It's, you know, like the ball golf thing, you know, how people have irons and drivers and all that business. We've got the same kit, discs that go one way in the air, discs that go the other way in the air. We've got putters, drivers.
Wow.
All that business. Right.
And is the enemy of the disc golfer a dog?
I've got one in my back garden. I've got millions of frisbees in my back garden as well that have been turned into Pringles by her.
So why do you need 72 of them? Like, do you keep losing your disc? You know, I'm not having a go at your ability here.
You do lose them, but it's also quite obsessive. You know, you end up starting to collect these things, and then you kind of like, well, I'll need that one, and then I'll need that one. And I'll need that one.
Crazy.
And love it.
You just end up with loads of them.
Well, you've informed us of a sport we've never heard of before. We're normally quite good on sport on this show, but we've never heard of that before. That's amazing.
And if ever there is a pro celebrity tournament, do invite us. We'd love to be there.
Please do.
I will do that.
This is the Daily Takeaway.
During that song you just heard, they're still obsessed with listener Tom from earlier on talking about disc golf. And what do you have, 72 frisbees in the boot of his car?
That was right, yeah. This show has kicked up a lot of dust today and, not going to lie, gone down a bit of a disc golf wormhole. There is a disc golf London community that you and I could join. We spoke to Tom earlier, he was in Edinburgh. Can't go all the way up to Edinburgh just for a game of disc golf. That's difficult to get by the partners at home, isn't it?
I feel like I'm yearning for a community to be part of.
Yes.
Do you feel like you're currently part of a community?
This studio, and that's just the three of us, that's about it.
It's a terrible little settlement we've got, isn't it?
It really is. How much do you reckon a professional disc golf frisbee is?
Well, he's got 72 odd in the boot,
yeah.
So there must be like a pound each.
$14.99.
He must be made of money.
How much do you reckon a professional disc golf friction frisbee glove is?
$15.99.
$23.99.
Do you know what? I guess I'm looking for a new thing where I can spend money on something stupid that will make my partner roll her eyes. This could be it.
You found it.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
So there's the show. That was the show. We want to apologise for the beginning because there was a lot of... We all walked out, didn't we? Every single one of us.
We did. We all came back in because we realised we've got to stop the podcast. But in all seriousness, it's not rained in my back garden since the 19th of May.
That's the end of it. We're done.
I keep a note.